Hi, my name's Ben Tamblyn. I'm a director of communications here at Microsoft, and I've just got off stage to provide our Imagine Cup winners with some tips on how to deliver a really fantastic demo. Tip number one is to start with a really great story.
This is what we typically refer to as the GI index. You have good fortune, happiness at the top. You have death, despair, and destruction at the bottom. Everyone likes stories about happy people. This is a story arc we typically refer to as the man in the hole. We start with a guy, a little bit better than average, relatively happy guy, ultimately gets into trouble and gets out of trouble. Next story, boy meets girl story arc. Again, a very, very familiar narrative. Average guy, average day, meets a girl, everything goes well, ooh, and gets into trouble, and ultimately we end up with a very, very happy ending. Again, a very, very familiar arc. The last story arc I want to tell you actually starts all the way down the bottom. This is a story about a young girl. This young girl has had a pretty awful start to her life. Her mother has died, and her father has gone on to remarry this vile and ill-tempered woman with two horrible daughters. Ah, see, you know the story. So, the young girl, let's call her Cinderella. All of a sudden, she meets someone that fundamentally changes her life. Fairy godmother gives her shoes, handbag, mascara, means of transport, and sends her off to the ball. She goes to the ball, dances with the prince, clock strikes 12, and everything turns to crap again. Ultimately, the prince comes around with a glass slipper, tries it on, and the prince and Cinderella go on to experience infinite happiness. Again, a very, very familiar story arc. If you think of the books you've read, if you think about the movies that you've seen, it follows a very, very similar arc. The point of this is ultimately what we're looking for, whether we're pitching, whether we're creating a demonstration, is ultimately we are looking for that Cinderella story. What is the story that is ultimately going to move the people that we're talking to, whether we're speaking to a VC, whether we're speaking to an audience of 5,500 people? We're trying to move our audience from one place to a place that's different, and hopefully a better place. Hopefully infinite happiness.
Tip number two is to really think about and know your audience inside and out.
A lot of times when we think about the kinds of presentations or the kind of demonstrations that we want to be able to deliver, I think we look at it and go, hey, you know what? I know my content so darn well, and I know that I can inspire any single person to be able to be inspired by some of the stuff that I have. But I think unless you truly know your audience and understand what it is that makes them unique, you're never going to truly get them to buy in a way that you need them to.
Tip three and tip four to have a really amazing beginning and ending.
I will rehearse the first 30 to 40 seconds of whatever pitch or whatever demonstration I'm delivering. There's this very, very common saying that a goldfish has an attention span of about 6 to 7 seconds. Let me be super clear, humans, way worse, way worse. My point is that it's very, very difficult to be able to maintain and control people's attention. So starting great helps. Also, you need to have a great close. No one is ever going to remember everything that you said, but they are going to remember how you closed, and they're going to remember how you made them feel. So having a really strong close is also important.
And tip five, more than anything, is to go out there and enjoy yourself and have fun.
Every single person in the audience, no matter whether you're speaking to 5 or 5 million people, is ultimately rooting for you to be successful.